Welcome to the return of the TK podcast. It's the trifecta, the triforce of the TK members. Your boy, Rowan Overtray 15.
Now all you Care Bear Cubs is now standing next to me.
Blue Fire.
Force the feelings.
And Earth all alive.
How do we go from early 2000 rap to that? I don't know. Anyway. Yo, what's been going on with y'all since like a year and a half ago when we recorded last?
Well, I have some good news, and I've had some bad news, and some good news and some bad news. Okay.
All right,
the good news is...
Dude, what did you say? Please don't take us through the roller coaster of your romances. This podcast is about... Okay, let's not kid ourselves. This podcast is about nonsense anyway.
Alright, y'all. So I talked to this girl from the gym. I was like, yo, she's gonna be a good, cool girl to talk to. But it turns out we have a plot twist. She was already with the dude at my gym. So then I had to put her on pass. But she kept messaging me like every single day.
We are not about to waste 10 minutes of the podcast talking about this nonsense.
And then. You know, it was a little tough. I'm not going to say that we didn't hang out. Nah. We didn't like, you know. But then eventually I was able to cut her off. And.
Bruh.
Oh, there's definitely more to the story. I'll keep it light for y'all. Y'all didn't drink your coffee yet, so keep it light.
Keep it a buck. Bro. Man. Why?
Tell me why.
Dude. Does somebody have me on speakerphone?
I mean, it was a Bluetooth headphone.
Same.
Okay. It's like, cop, like, sending my signal back into the thing. I don't know. It's been so weird. Okay, I don't know. Anyway. Alright. So... Let's get started, guys. What you been watching lately or reading lately? Manga, anime wise.
Well, manga has been Kingdom for me, and I caught back up on One Piece. Like, those are pretty much the two that I've been digging in on as of late.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kingdom getting to the freaking nutso arc that it's in, and I think it's about to wrap up. And One Piece is kind of like about to go, dude, I'm going to put this on wax, bro. One Piece is not, this arc is not about to be over. People are saying that this arc is almost over, bro. Do you remember that after, like,
the
we were waiting
arc?
Forever?
It hasn't even climaxed yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you remember, like, the last arc with Big Mom? Like, everything was leading up to if we could just get this cake, the cake. And then once that happened, everything went nuts though. Or just like the last day of the Colosseum arc, you're like, oh, if we can just get to the Colosseum where the plan's gonna get in motion, bro, that's when everything goes nuts though and it gets even longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how long is this battle gonna be, man? Like, bro, this battle is going to be, do y'all think this battle is gonna last, like, a year and some change, like once the battle starts.
I don't even know what the battle is.
Well,
right,
yeah,
I'm not really sure
what the
lineups
are.
They're building an army, so it's going to be an army versus an army. And, like, since the last time they did something like that, Luffy didn't even fight Doflamingo right away. Mm-hmm. It took him forever to get to Doflamingo, and then that took forever. So he's not just going to go in there and start fighting Wilson and Kaido. He's going to be fighting somebody else first.
Hopefully Queen. Just get him out the way.
Are you talking about the dude from the jail?
Yeah, well,
you know, the guy's going to turn and be good.
Hmm?
You think so?
You think he's gonna be good?
No. Wait, Trey, you're talking about somebody different, probably.
You're talking about that fat dude
that does the Gangnam style dance.
Wait, you're talking about the guy that's letting him do the battles in the prison,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think he's gonna be good?
No, he's like one of the lead guys on the bad side.
Yeah, he's one of the executive enforcers. Top three guys under the main guy.
Well, it seems like he's gonna be good. I mean, he was letting him fight and practice and train.
Spoilers if we didn't say that. Anyway, go ahead.
I was gonna say, at first I got a couple things. One, did y'all think that he was gonna look like what's the name from Queen when he was first announced? Did y'all think he was, man?
I thought he was gonna look like an Okama, honestly.
Dude,
it's still in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what's his name again, dude?
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, dude, I was sure he was gonna look like Freddie Mercury.
Yo, was he about to come out there with those teeth, man?
You can't tell me that's not something Odin would do.
Oh, that's definitely. Oh, I can literally picture it, bro.
I was so disappointed. I was so sad he was gonna come out there like, I was born.
Yeah. What's the best character design so far in this arc? Is it the hippopotamus with eating the man, or is it the alpaca man?
Bro, this arc has been so long, it's hard to remember.
Are we talking exclusively small users, or...
I'm just talking about mom and stuff. I mean, Kaida is cool, of course.
The best design is the girl that died.
Wait.
Korosaki.
The one that didn't die?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, she didn't die?
Bro, are you serious?
Wasn't that her at the end of the other chapter, at the most recent
episode? Yeah, Zoro just saved her.
Yeah.
Wait.
She just doesn't have her hair. She's not in her work uniform.
Trey's like, mind is going through the matrix right now.
Well, it's hard to keep up, man. Like,
yeah, they look. I know his females be looking the same sometimes.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
He was doing it without saying it. He didn't like say it was her, but it was her with the other little like laughing girl. Like the little child. Well, so it was.
I mistook her for,
Robin.
I thought it was. No, not Robin. Who's the female samurai? Mm. Not the ball.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
The other one.
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue what her name is right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's so many characters, bro. Like, watching this in the last arc. Dressrosa, all that in the anime, I haven't watched it yet. So watching all that in the anime is gonna be like watching a whole new arcs, because I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that dude. I forgot about this part.
They're only just getting to like the pre-reverie stuff now in the anime.
Yeah, we hadn't even like talked about or like met up with the monkey dude, Apu or whatever his name is.
Say what?
You know that monkey dude? It's like one of the worst generation. With the symbols, Scratchman Apu, and like all those guys, like you said, to figure out what kid's doing, all that. So I don't know. And then Big Mom, who knows what the heck's going on there?
Yeah, that's like a time bomb there.
Yo, I've never seen Oda. Okay, I probably have, but I forgot. But I've rarely seen Oda decide to randomly make his characters go somewhere that seemed as off the wall as them going to the bathhouse, bro. Yeah,
I mean,
that was off the freaking wall.
Actually,
bro, that's actually fair though, because Sanji was.
I just feel like he went with the low hanging fruit on that.
I mean, it did make sense because Sanji was, you know, it was kind of a funny moment because Sanji was just there lurking. And as soon as he did that, he became one of the invisible. Like, it's kind of funny, man.
Bro, this man was just posted at the bathhouse just using his new powers. Like, what was like, he abandoned the whole dang mission. He was like, bro, I got invisibility now. Let me go post up.
Which, like, from the One Piece podcast, I didn't even realize Leo was a McBad, so he didn't even have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, he wanted to do it in secret.
He's an idiot. Yeah, do you like his power up or not?
Well, he definitely needed one because
maybe it's too early to judge.
He didn't get anything at the time. But really, okay, here's what I'm telling you what they're going to do. You know, they already talked about, like, they're going to make, turn it into.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I didn't hear any of that.
What do y'all think? I said they already kind of discussed this. Well, they're gonna design his outfit into being just pants. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you know that doesn't look like Sanji. You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna give it a redesign. Like you saw.
Somebody's gonna modify it. Yeah, like it's just gonna be pants. It's just pants, and now black pants, Sanji. So yeah.
Bro, you're making up like crazy, but yeah, I got you. Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah, they'll probably do something with it so it doesn't look like just another Germaclone.
Yeah, I thought it was I think it's a cool design, but yeah, he's not gonna keep it that way. There's no way.
But I like the stuff they're doing with Zoro right now.
Zoro's adventure through Wano.
Yeah, that's fun.
I feel like it's like some sort of he's pretty much living his own legend.
Yeah.
Like he's traveling through Wano. You thought that it would be like Luffy or Momonosuke because of like the dog and the ape and all that, and it's like the story of the Peach Boy.
Right.
And it's basically him. He's traveling throughout Wano and seeing all these different parts of the nation and stuff.
Y'all like
all of this to get us.
Y'all like the arc so far in general.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, I'm trying to go back. Dude, y'all gotta show me where we first knew that the girl was alive. Because, I mean, there were so many ball and cup situations where I'm not really sure when she was revealed.
Pretty much it was like a wink-wink situation when he was, like, going to kill her.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, you knew she wasn't gonna die. That was played out.
I mean, I'm talking about, so the guy that quote-unquote killed her didn't kill her.
Yeah, they kind of like, she kind of like said something like, do it now, or like, you know, like one of them said something to each other, like, basically like, now, you gotta do whatever it is now. I don't know how he faked it, but yeah, like they were kind of like doing a little inside talk there.
Nah, but that's why I was thinking that the queen guy could actually be good too, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
because he seems like the type of guy that could turn heel, because he like most of the bad guys that are bad are like super jerks, and this guy seems to actually like Luffy.
Well, I mean, he's kind of a super jerk too, but his whole role in this is try to sway Luffy or sway anybody that Kaido considers to be useful.
Yeah, but I mean, he just doesn't seem like, you know, kind of like we first saw Mr. Two. He wasn't really straight up. I mean, he was bad, but he was still more likable because he, you know, he liked them and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy kind of seems like he's not super evil. He seems like he actually likes Luffy.
He seems like a good opponent for Sanji to break out some Okama fighting techniques on or something.
I just feel like Luffy needs to, he needs to be clean. He needs to scrap at least one of these generals. I can't acknowledge him as an emperor if he can't at least take out one of these guys without difficulty.
They're kind of setting out too, like, you're taking the Dragon Ball weights off.
You know. Well, that was another thing I was going to mention. I was going to say that the reason I feel like this happened was because Luffy got a bullcrap power up in the Doflamingo arc. You know, he kind of powered up out of nowhere. And so this, after he lost to Kaido, if he were just to come back and beat Kaido, it would have been another bullcrap power up. But at least he's in here, he's at least been getting some training done.
Right.
And so it would at least make more sense because he's actually training. And he's not only did he get to do the, you know, the power training, now he's also getting to do some fighting training too.
Yeah, the thing is, basically Fishman enemies were a joke. Dressrosa.
I'm not even talking about that arc. That arc was trash. I mean, as far as that was just to show everybody had powered up.
Like Dressrosa, the thing is. Okay, the thing is, he supposedly had learned that year four with Rayleigh, but he Oda like took too long to get to it, to where you know, kind of think like, why didn't you just pull that out earlier?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. There were so many times he could have used it, man. So many times.
Yeah, but y'all want to talk about something else? Let's move on. Unless you want to say something else about Wano. Yo, me and Trey talked on the side a little bit, but Blue Fire, you can put your input in here. We can all throw hats in the ring. My Hero Academia, since about a little while before the last time we recorded, has pretty much shot up to be like the number one shonen anime, you know, amongst the general anime fans.
Anime or series?
Pretty much in general, like it's.
Yeah. So, are we accepting it into the elite shonen ranks? Is it all hype? Or,
I mean, it's not a terrible series, but I feel like it doesn't do anything different either.
Yeah, here's my thing. Okay, I'm like midway through the second season, and there has not been a moment where I'm like, whoa, this like is new, or hey, this is a new twist. I feel like it's been so safe. Like I said, I haven't seen anything past the second season. What? Yeah, it just seems like it's very vanilla, and I feel like it's catered to a generation that didn't grow up with Naruto.
Well, this third season might make you feel a little different because the story arc that they're going to cover is really, that I can say that this story arc is actually really good, and it does deviate a little bit from that vanilla path, spoiler alert. So I can say that much, but I mean it doesn't do anything that any other series hasn't already done. I feel like, you know, you know what the end result is going to be, and that's why I think so many people compare it to Naruto. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I mean the whole superhero aspect. I mean, One Punch Man did it in a spoof way, but it was more entertaining.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm surprised by too, is that, you know, because there was so much hype on One Punch Man, and when I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, this is freaking hilarious. I was like, I can understand why. Then I watched My Hero, and I was like, you know, this is like everything that One Punch Man was spoofing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it was so vanilla and cookie cutter, whereas One Punch Man, kind of did a twist on it where, you know, he's over powerful, but he's like a trash rink in his own like hero thing. And, you know, the guy that's worse than him is like way higher on the like grading scale. And everything about it is just so funny. You know, versus like My Hero is like the opposite, where it's got the generic, you know, kid with dad issues, which is the kid that's half fire and ice. I mean, yeah. Literally, those are the most generic powers ever. And then, you know, you got the grenade, Byakuya. Dude, what is his name again? Like, dude, he's just like over the he's like over the top, like, like over the top. And then, but I think the one thing that I will say that the series does good slash better than Naruto,
their fights,
that it kind of gives, well, not necessarily the fights, but it's just that, you know, like with Team 7 or like the Konoha 11 and all them, where none of them really had any parts. I feel like this anime has given all those other also-rans a part, you know, where it's not focusing mainly on Deku and, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, his,
yeah.
But I guess that's another thing where you say play it safe, because throughout this whole series up until this season, they pretty much incorporated every character. Which, yeah, like I said, you know what I'm saying? It changes up a little bit. I feel like it will in this third season, just because of the arc and what I've seen, because I'm a good amount ahead of the anime.
You know, and also to me, it seems like a mixture of My Hero. I mean, My Hero seems like a mixture of Naruto and also History Strong's Disciple. Remember where, you know, you knew that he was going to end up being like one of the best, and you're going to have all the characters. It's just not as funny or clever as, you know, Strongest Disciple was either. But that show was freaking hilarious. I feel like My Hero is funny, but it's not as funny, and the fights aren't as good.
So, I think, you guys think, you know, Bleach ended, Naruto ended, and One Piece has always kind of been its own thing. You know, it's not necessarily like just, it's not like the core shonen base, it, like, it's just following that, you know. Not all of them are going to follow One Piece, but especially overseas. But My Hero kind of like stepped in the wake of, you know, nothing else to feed the hunger for like a good shonen series, you know.
So what you're saying is Naruto's successor wasn't truly Boruto, it was My Hero Academia.
I guess so.
Pretty much.
I don't know if I ever told y'all this, but a while, years ago, when I was reading Shonen Jump, the whole magazine online, they had a series called Barrage, which is this same mangaka's earlier series that got canceled. And if you look that series up, the main character looks exactly like freaking Deku. Exactly like him, hair and like he was doing some things with powers and stuff, like a little similar in that series, but it got canceled out of Shonen Jump. So, and like I was like into it, and it got canceled, and so it was weird for a while adapting to this one. But another little fun fact about that guy is he had written in with like, or I mean drawn fan art for One Piece or something like that, and got it like in SBS like a while back in One Piece, like when he was just a fan, and now he's published or whatever. That was pretty cool too. But yeah, I think he it's definitely got the, like the freaking cookie cutter like base and setup, you know.
For Shonen. All you just told me is that he definitely read the most popular manga.
Oh yeah,
and he definitely just played it.
Oh, you can tell Oda's influence. You can tell Oda's influence too in his character designs, like the little wonky.
Yeah, well, I think I think he just has a ton of Naruto influence.
Yeah, yeah, especially. I mean, story-wise, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I guess that's the thing that kind of bothers me, is that he plays it so safe. Like, those beginning arcs. I mean, I like what he did as far as, like, the school stuff, but I'm like, bro, you gotta, like, take a detour somewhere. Like, don't play it so safe, man.
Oh.
Like, and the problem you get when you number for heroes is that, okay, I feel like you should always put like an ambiguous rank for heroes. Like, if you say this is the number one hero, this is the number two hero, people are always
gonna,
like,
maybe
start
arguing. Do tiers, like, don't do rankings.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, because that's like the same problem you get into.
Which,
like,
I guess if you do that, it would really be in the vein of One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Oh. Another thing is, I think it got a boost too because of it having such a great, like, nobody cared, like, people were reading it, but I think people really started to care about series when it got the anime, and the production in that anime is really, really good. So
yeah,
so I think, you know, it kind of
boosted. I mean, that's where a lot of, like, manga and anime.
I mean, yeah, like Attack on Titan, and,
Attack on Titan, definitely the king of that. Yeah, yep. Even JoJo,
yeah.
But JoJo's always had good animation style, it seems.
Yo, if you try and pick, dude, try and pick up a volume of JoJo, that mess is crazy, trying to read that.
Wait, what'd you say?
I tried to pick up a volume of JoJo, like the manga, and I was trying to read it. I was like, this mess is crazy. What in the world? Like, that. Just, he does, like, colors, like, crazy.
Have you even looked at his... Have you looked at any of his newer stuff? Like, bro, that stuff is nuts.
Yeah, I will say.
Well, like, Steel Ball Run and all of that.
Yeah, like, dude, it's, like, so different. Like, the beginning, it kind of reminds me of the Fire Emblem series, where you first start off with, you know, in the medieval era, and there's dragons, and then... And, you fast forward, and now we're having schools in Harry Potter world and stuff. This is like, what in the world?
Yeah, I will say JoJo has kind of picked up too in popularity, or at least maybe it's like the...
Oh no, it's definitely top tier popularity now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not just because of like the stupid memes, but yeah,
that helps.
It does seem like it's become more popular.
I think.
Oh, it's definitely. Because of the stupid memes. Definitely because of the stupid memes, man.
Yeah, it is for real, man. I think that's real. I think it really is. Like,
yeah.
You can't tell me.
I mean,
me,
it's such a memeable show, too.
Like, you can tell that just by people liking the Stand era more than the.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Previous era. Of JoJo's. Yeah, the homo. Like, dude, anybody who likes part 3 better than part 1 and 2 has got to be nuts.
Yo, like, part 3 was probably the most memeable, like, thing I've ever seen in the anime. Like, it was so bad.
Yo,
but the Dio fight at the end, like, of course you guys have seen the memes, but dude, that was one of the most awesome fights ever. But
yeah,
it's not worth watching that whole season just to get to that fight.
I've seen the clips. Yeah, I'm actually rewatching part 1 right now, and dude, that has got to be one of the best, like, rewatchable anime. It's like, you know, it's just so funny and so so crazy, and so it's like, you know, before you get a second to think, it's like, boom, another joke or another something crazy happens, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just like so one after another. It doesn't stop. It's so concise, I guess. Like, everything's packed in. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely awesome.
Lots of quotables.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, have you guys watched the new Steins Gate?
No, I haven't.
No.
Because I was actually looking at a top 10 anime list of 2018, and that was on there, like, lower. And I was like, is it worth it?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Because to me, that seems like such a forced Yeah, it seems like it's such a forced entry because I thought the other one, you know, ended like perfectly, and then trying to, you know, trying to put something else in there, it just seems like a forced entry.
Bro, I don't, on all these lists of like the Crunchyroll one that's been going everywhere, I don't see anybody putting an anime from last year on there. You know?
Wait, last year?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like all time list. Yeah. No, this was a top 10 list of like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm like, I don't think any of the hard heavy hitters came out other than like continuing series. Like Attack on Titan Season 3 and My Hero and stuff.
But, oh, that's another thing I wanted to ask. So do you guys think that, okay, I know that they're doing the hiatus thing. Do you think the hiatus thing is bit One Punch Man and Attack on Titan in the butt? Dude, remember, Attack on Titan might have been the most popular anime in the world at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, even though the third season came out, I feel like it hasn't even, like, you know, come close to, like, regaining that crown.
Honestly, I'm mixed about Attack on Titan because of the monthly series to begin with. I don't know whether it helped or hindered the series as a whole. Because honestly, if it would have been a weekly series like One Piece, or even like if the seasons were coming out every few months like My Hero, it probably wouldn't have been as popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed the third season.
Especially because, yeah, that the everything with like Kenny the Ripper and everything, just like all the legalese in season 30, it's kind of meh.
Well, I didn't watch it.
I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it, but I don't know.
I remember reading the manga and remember that there weren't a lot of Titan lists. So I was like, I'm definitely waiting on the anime for this.
Yeah, that's yeah. Like, you go back into, like, Levi's backstory and all that stuff, and the stuff with
the big dummy, Titan.
That too.
That was the king or whatever, or he was, like,
yeah,
dragging his belly on the floor.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
The king that's not really the king, he's just a standee.
Yeah. That did. What the heck is that? That looked like something out of a horror film, man. I was like, please kill this man. That was pretty good though. But I really like the ending song from season 3.
Yep. I'm gonna have to watch it eventually.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to One Punch Man. I think they put out the trailer for.
Yeah, when is that coming out? Do that.
I honestly lost track because I feel like for a while they pushed it back.
I know.
Well, did you hear that new studio is doing it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not Madhouse. I'm like, dang, bro. Man. Like, I don't know what that means. I was like, bro, the last studio that did it was amazing, man.
Yeah. I think everybody wants Madhouse, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I wish. I know they can't really do it because it was a classic, but I wish that they would remake Naruto. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, actually, it's supposed to come out this month. How about that?
Oh, snap.
What day? Will stop like it did last time, though. I don't think it can. Because remember, like, when that was going on, My Hero was kind of popular, but it wasn't as popular as Attack on Titan or One Punch Man.
One Punch Man is going to be popular. One Punch Man
gets serious in this season because of the main antagonist. So I don't know. I feel like based on what this arc is going to be about, My Hero actually has to jump on One Punch Man.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, just because of that.
Oh, wait. My Hero's about to come out again, too?
I think it does, but I'm saying the plot for season 2 of One Punch Man pretty much My Hero has already done it. So I don't, but I feel like it'll be better with One Punch Man.
Oh, One Punch Man is
good. Only because My Hero Academia really, like, glossed over it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like My Hero covered this particular part in, like, the span of 4 episodes.
Hmm.
And this particular part, it pretty much is, like, the crux of this current arc.
So, are they gonna go with the same intro? One Punch!
They gotta mix it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
They gotta keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
I can't wait for them to introduce the characters, because you all strictly follow the anime, don't you?
Yep.
Hello, I was reading the manga before either of y'all jokers knew about the series. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, King is the best. King is probably my favorite hero.
Okay, and to be fair, I stopped reading it, so no spoilers.
King is the strongest.
Anime came out, I was like, okay, I'll just watch the anime.
Well, see, that's my thing, is that I've stopped watching or reading manga for anime I like, because I don't care what anyone says, no matter how good an anime is, it can't compare to the manga on most occasions. If the manga is good, it can't really compare.
Okay, your argument was for the manga?
No, I'm saying, like, I've stopped reading manga if I like the anime and the anime is good, because for the most part, okay, if the manga itself is good, it's hard to watch the anime, because they're probably going to change something a little bit or something, and you're gonna be one of those ticklers that, like, it wasn't like that in the manga or something.
Yeah, I feel like that's like old man syndrome. Like, we're getting old, man.
Well, nah, I mean, like, you know, it's okay, because there's two types of manga slash and
book. What's better?
There's the stalling type, which is One Piece, where they're trying to stall in the anime, so we're not catching up real fast. But then there's the type, like, you know, One Punch, whatever, where the anime is going to come out like 2 years after the manga. And so you're either going to pick your poison, you're going to watch the anime and be like, oh, they're stalling so bad, it's not quick like it is in the manga. Or you're going to have to wait 2 years to watch something in the anime form, and you're like, oh, I already been watching it like 2 years ago. Or been known about this like 2 years ago, and everybody else is getting hyped for it. You know, like when I read Attack on Titan, you know, I was like, bro, I was like, everyone else is going to get excited for this by watching the anime, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I already knew that. So, you know, it's kind of like you got to pick your poison.
Yeah.
I feel like you can take the best out of both, though, because I if it's something I'm really into, I know I'm going to read the manga before I ever see it in the anime. But they're like, fights are always worth seeing in the anime. I feel like, unless it's like a drastic change that they do, it is, you know, I don't usually care if they change something in the anime that, and from what it was in the manga, unless it was like something like extremely drastic.
Yeah, but remember, like when I first met you, I was like, oh, remember that Rock Lee vs. Gaara fight? You're like, oh no, I didn't see that. No, I was like, Rock Lee versus Kimimaro. You're like, no, I didn't see that. I read it in the manga. I was like,
yeah. What?
Like, that's my point exactly, where you felt like, oh, I don't need to, like, watch it because I already read it. Versus, that was, like, one of the best in the anime. But that's kind of how I felt when Haki was talking about the Pain fight versus Naruto. He was like, oh, this fight was so amazing. I was like, yeah, I already read it.
To be fair, they dragged out that fight. I liked the whole arc.
That's my whole point exactly, is that you're saying, like, Haki couldn't tell they were dragging it out because he hadn't read the manga. Like, if he had read the manga, he would have known that they dragged it out. But that's my point exactly, is that...
Well, I guess if it comes down to that, then maybe don't watch it on the week-by-week basis. You gotta wait until it's out in its entirety before you watch it.
I still stand by the fact that Sage Mode Naruto is the best Naruto. That's the coolest Naruto, and it should have been something similar to his final form. That one where he's like the fox embodied, where he's really just like somebody took a yellow crayon and went crazy. Like, that is dumb looking, bro. Yo, just say, tell me Sage Mode is not cooler than that. Yo.
And they didn't really get much shine since they got...
Yeah, they threw that mess in that... They threw that mess in the trash,
it
bro.
It immediately like, got leveled up in the Sage's League's past.
Yeah, like...
Well, to be fair, that's one problem I have with Shonen Manga sometimes, is that they don't just let, you know, the new... Like, the new thing right out. They'll just try to up it, like, every single arc.
Yeah.
You know, just like with Luffy... kind of where they like upped his stuff like real fast, you know, like we had just gotten used to him like in the time skip mode, then he immediately went to gear 4 and it was like, bro, I was just getting used to like, you
okay
know,
he didn't else. Immediately go there, it was a whole 3 arcs later,
bro,
if you want to count.
But dude, remember like how long we were used to him just being regular old Luffy and you know the first part, and then he finally went to like the
Oda,
gear stuff?
Yeah, I mean, Oda takes forever to do the power up stuff. He's doing it a little more now, I guess.
No, that's my point, is that, you know, maybe. Like, they just do a lot in Shonen, where it's, like, especially Bleach became the worst defender later on.
Okay, Bleach, alright, we don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
He leveled up for convenience to say...
Bankai is still the best.
His Bankai was almost like the only genuinely earned power up he got.
Yeah,
and that was done in 3 days. So I don't know.
Yo, every time I think about watching Bleach, it just disgusts me, man.
I don't know how to feel. I really liked the Bleach series until it got towards the end.
Yo, when Homeboy turned into a freaking fly as his final thing, I was done. I was done.
I got it, man. That was where I was at too.
Yo, that's one of the only times I was chilling in my bed in my dorm room. My roommates were cleaning the freaking dorm for some reason, and at like 10:30 on a Saturday morning, I'm sitting there and this man turns into a fly. That was the only time that I was like just chilling. Then I freaking flipped the laptop over. I was like, what the hell? Yo, what is wrong with it? Yeah, that, oh my gosh, that was one of the coolest guys. I like the old dudes and the blind dudes, the tropes. I like those tropes. They destroyed my, like, my love of the blind trope. Nope.
This is not a Ouija.
Can't do it anymore. Nope.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm hoping that a new... I know it sounds specific, but I'm hoping that a new anime / manga, like, takes
oh, it. ReZero Part 2 got announced, too.
Yeah, well, that's taking forever, man.
I don't even know what's about to happen on that one.
Yeah. You know, do you remember... Okay, I know it's bad because I'm the one that watched it, but I'm asking you, do you remember that anime I watched? It was like a mystery, and they had to figure out... Remember,
yeah, the Mongo Stray Dogs one? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think I read that one a ton of times. But nah, it was like... Dude, I don't remember. It was like...
What happened?
There was a rabbit girl. She ended up being bad.
Like, yo, that's all you're gonna give me?
But I can't remember. It was like some magical... some magical type of world. And they were all in... Oh, man. They had to figure out who was the murderer or something.
Dude, I cannot remember. Yes, I watched some of that one. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I rage quit that one.
Dude, yeah. What was the name of that one?
That was the
like
one with all the...
On a cliffhanger.
The colorful dancing.
Yeah. I remember it had like really bad characters in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that one was going to be garbage. Nobody ever talks about that anime anymore.
Dude, my point exactly, but dude, what was the name of it? Because it left on a cliffhanger.
It don't matter. It deserves to be forgotten.
I want to know so I can put it on a list of like anime I watch and stuff, but dude, I cannot remember.
That's like, you know, the Don, they had like a lit first like two episodes or whatever where the craziness happened, and then it was just like the trope of girl goes and collects like various members she needs to complete mission.
Yep.
That was a Fushigi Yugi trope.
Now you see why I registered Sword Art Online. I was like, bro, I can't do it. With Yona of the Dawn, I realized that it was like, what do you call it? It's pretty much a reverse harem is what that one is.
Yeah, Blue Fire.
Yeah.
You didn't answer my request for you to do a top 10 anime list. I tagged you in on Twitter. I tagged you in on Twitter, bro. Yo, shout out to my bro Zay. He is in Japan sending me photos of stuff. He's trying to make me buy everything. Bro, what in the heck is this? Yo, he's about to go to the Mugiwara store. You know what that is?
I would imagine some it's got something store? To do with One Piece.
Bro, there's only two or three of them in the world. And it's literally an entire store of just, like, One Piece merchandise. And they have, like huge, like, full-size, like, set pieces of, like, different scenes and stuff in there. Like Laboon, you can like crawl through him or something like that. And like, you know, they got him, Luffy getting the hat from Shanks scene and all that stuff. Like just a bunch of crazy merchandise and stuff. I'm like, bruh.
Bro, do you want me to tell y'all in May that I will be so mad if it blows up?
If it blows up?
Yeah, dude, they're making a Vinland Saga in May. Coming out this year.
Nah, it's blowing
up. Bro, I would be so
I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you it's about to blow up.
Bro, I would be so mad.
Bro, you know people like Berserk.
I think it's. I don't know if I can say it's worse than Berserk because I'm still at least reading Vinland Saga. But. Vinland Saga.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I told you about that one.
I had to read it because, you know, the fighting, like, okay, here's what this one is. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all. It's a revenge story that hooks you on him getting his revenge. You're like, oh, when's he going to get a revenge? Then it reverses and he doesn't get his revenge because the dude, like, dies. And then he becomes lost, and the manga becomes a manga about why does he exist, why do humans exist, why do we fight, why do we breathe.
You mean like every seinen ever?
My point exactly, man. Like, that's exactly what happened to Vagabond, too. And it's like never like an arc, but it's always like a long time in the manga. Like, that's why I rage quit Vagabond. Like, he literally has an arc where he's in the forest. Pondering life, and I was like, nah, I ain't
doing this. That only works, bro. That does not work for like that type of man. You know what I'm saying? There's like mixing two different styles. Like, okay, my favorite monster that, like, he questions all the time, should I kill this dude? Like, you know, that's a potential serial killer or whatever, and like, you know, do I want to be a murderer and like that kind of thing, you know, but there's other mysteries going on the whole time. So what I'm saying is he like questions a bunch of stuff, but dude, if you're trying to do that in Vinland Saga, bro, we want to see fights in Vinland Saga.
Dude, that's exactly my point, is that, okay, in Vinland Saga and in Vagabond, the characters, there's a lot of blood, there's a lot of guts, all this stuff going on. And then the main character starts pondering, is it okay to take a life? It's never okay to take a life. You shouldn't do this. And then they come back And everybody's like, fight like you used to. And they're like, no, I don't do that anymore. And they're always forced to fight. But I'm like, okay, so the author of the manga is telling us that it's not good to have violence or killing, etc. But that's pretty much what he hooked us on in the first place. You know, it's like getting us to watch Dragon Ball and then Goku saying that no man should be flying or using powers and different things. It's like, okay, but that's kind of why we're here in the first place. Like, if I wanted to watch the Pacifist manga, I would have picked the Pacifist manga. Like, I don't understand.
I mean, like, Trigun does the same thing. Like, Trigun is about this dude who's pretty much, like, the best best with guns in the world.
Okay, you just described Vagabond Imp, so I guess it's a good one.
Okay, this one came, I'm not sure if it came before him or not, but it's been around for a long time. Oh, it
definitely
time.
Came before him.
Okay, but anyways, okay, it's kind of like a comedy at the time, because he's like a total, like, cornball and goofball, but then, like, he'll stumble in some bad guys, but he'll, like, take them out. Like, he'll fight every time, but he'll, like, take them out in a way where it doesn't kill them, or, like, in a way where, like, he'll dodge everything they're doing and, like, take them out. But in the end, he's forced to basically, like, kill this one dude, basically. And, you know, some more stuff happens. I don't want to spoil everybody if they're listening, but basically, yeah, that happens. But it's okay in that anime, even though it's not my favorite anime, but it's okay in that anime because, you know, he's like a cornball, like, just joking all the time, so, like, you're not coming just for the action. And he still does actually fight. He just doesn't kill them, you know?
Yeah. But, dude, you just described both of the ones that I told you about, though. Like, that's literally the thing in, what do you call it, Vinland Saga, is that, you know, he was a bloodthirsty killer, and now he's such a pacifist, and he doesn't want to fight at all, and he's just using his bare hands. But I'm like, oh my gosh, like, dude, like, I don't know, like, okay, there's certain ones saying that do it right, like, Kingdom does it right, where they have comedy, they have adventure, and, you know, they're going places, and you know, there's camaraderie, and there's likable characters. In Vinland Saga, you know, like, everybody is always depressed, and there's never any fun.
Yeah.
And half the roster is unlikable, and the main character is super unlikable until, like, the part that I'm at where he's no longer the same, like, I guess that's why in the comment section a lot of the people are complaining that they don't like the main character, but I actually like him now. But the thing is that he just reversed. Like, imagine if Vegeta is Vegeta the whole time, and then he turns into Goku. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna split fans.
Yeah, I have to read more of that. Well, maybe read more of that. I gotta read Kingdom first, but yeah. I definitely remember the bloodthirst for revenge part, but I was interested in it a lot because of the like, history with the Vikings and that kind of thing. Like, you know, like the kingdom angle of how they have, like, the what do you call it? The Warring States period or whatever, where they're all fighting each other. And, like, it's, like, related to the history somewhat. So that's cool. Yeah,
yep.
That's what I was hoping Vinland Saga was with the Vikings, but,
you know. Oh, it's definitely not. It is definitely not. But,
yeah, where did Blue Fire go?
I was doing your list.
Oh. yo, he's thinking mad hard over here.
No, between that and Deltarune.
Oh, my. Yeah, there's a real story. Yo, what'd your list end up being, Blue Fire?
I'm gonna have to pull it back up. One Piece, of course. Full Metal Alchemist, Brotherhood.
All Detective Conan, bro?
Conan is great.
No, I'm saying I didn't even consider it. I forgot about it. That's what I'm saying.
One Punch Man, especially the current art, which I need to get all the way caught up on, is great. Death Note is still up there. Code Geass is still up there. Naruto, I guess I should have made the distinction like Trey did about the reshipping.
Bro, yo, can we combine our list into like a ultra top 10 and like fight over which ones make it?
Bracket.
can we fight over it real quick? Alright, let me make like a pool of like, what's it, it's gonna end up being like 20 that we gotta make down to 10. Alright, so we got My Monster, One Piece, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Code Geass. Like, some of these are non-negotiables, okay? Steins Gate, JoJo's, Naruto, Hunter x Hunter, Yu Yu, DBZ.
Well, I have a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
With the death of this anime,
oh man,
where am I supposed to watch the band anime?
Well, it's confusing because Netflix has some, Funimation has some, Crunchyroll has some, and Hulu has some, so they're like having a war over it.
Yeah, that's my point.
I got rid of Crunchyroll because I had Funimation, and yeah, we have Hulu and Netflix. So
I mean, they're all pretty cheap. Like, everybody has Netflix anyway. So you add on like the what, like $7 for, or however much it is for Funimation, something like that.
Yeah, Funimation's like $5 or $6.
And technically, on Crunchyroll, you can watch their stuff with ads. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't even really watch theirs because I watch mostly dub stuff.
That and I purposely, that was another reason why I opted out for Funimation, because at the time I was trying to get Kiddo into One Piece, I didn't want to have to deal with ads, and I was also looking for dubs.
Uh-huh. And how much is Hulu a month?
Hulu, well, depending upon like the package you get, I think it's like $8 or $9, and then okay. If you want like ad free, it's like it's more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what was I going to say?
And then Netflix, I know they just bumped up their prices too pretty recently. Where it goes into effect like this month or next month.
What good stuff do they have on Hulu?
Honestly, I'm not sure anymore. I swear I was watching My Hero Academia at first. And One Piece episodes too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the newer episodes of One Piece I was watching on Hulu.
Yeah. They got all that on Funimation.
And I mean, yeah, they have all that on Funimation, so I'm honestly not sure what they have that Funimation doesn't.
But they do have like a bunch of other TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Which, yeah, if you decided to opt out of cable or whatever for strictly internet, that would probably be your go-to.
Mm-hmm. Yo, but alright. Let's see. We got Monster, One Piece, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Code Geass, Steins Gate, Naruto, Hunter x Hunter, Yu Yu, DBZ, One Punch Man, Detective Conan, Death Note, Cowboy Bebop, Attack on Titan, Bleach, Erased, and ReZero. That's a total of 17. Yo, can we make a definitive list? Do you think we can do it, guys? Can we agree?
I think it's tough.
Huh?
Dude, I think you might have to... okay, here's my opinion. I think that Hitman Reborn is a better anime than My Hero. I'm putting that out there.
I mean,
you know my thoughts on Hitman, but I think it's overall